The Trump administration's immigration enforcement has reached scales that demand careful analysis of both immediate impacts and constitutional implications. Nearly 5 million Americans have lost SNAP benefits since January, while deportation operations now target individuals with legal protections that were previously considered secure.
The case of the Guinean man with withholding of removal protections being deported to Ghana illustrates how enforcement has evolved. This legal safeguard specifically overrides deportation orders for individuals facing persecution in their home countries. When those protections get ignored, it suggests either policy changes or implementation failures that affect thousands of similar cases.
What concerns me most is the systematic nature of these operations. The administration uses executive orders and regulations to pressure both documented and undocumented immigrants to leave voluntarily, cutting off access to jobs, healthcare, and housing. This creates conditions where legal status becomes irrelevant. If you can't work or access services, departure becomes the only viable option regardless of your paperwork.
The Fifth Circuit's decision to revive Texas laws allowing state-level immigration arrests adds another enforcement layer that complicates the federal-state relationship. When states can conduct immigration enforcement independently, we get patchwork policies that may conflict with federal priorities or international obligations.
The H-1B fee increase to $100,000 shows how economic barriers become immigration policy. Federal judges are pressing the DOJ to justify this massive fee hike, which effectively prices out many skilled workers while generating substantial revenue. It's immigration control through pricing rather than traditional quota systems.
This economic approach extends to family policies as well. When 5 million Americans lose SNAP benefits, many are citizens whose families include immigrants. The strategy pressures entire family units, including U.S. citizens, to relocate rather than targeting only non-citizens. It's a broader demographic engineering project.
The legal challenges are mounting rapidly. Democrats demanding FBI Director Patel's travel records, judicial reviews of deportation procedures, and constitutional questions about state enforcement powers create multiple pressure points where courts could constrain executive actions. However, the administration seems prepared for extended litigation while enforcement continues.
What's particularly striking is how these policies intersect with labor markets. Nearly simultaneous announcements of corporate America rationing AI usage due to costs, while restricting access to skilled immigrant workers through massive fee increases, suggest potential workforce shortages in technical sectors. Companies may struggle to fill positions at the exact moment they're trying to implement expensive AI systems.
The constitutional issues here extend beyond immigration law into federalism questions. When Texas can arrest immigrants independently, when federal programs get restructured to exclude certain populations, and when traditional legal protections get overridden, we're testing the boundaries of executive authority in ways that could affect many policy areas.
The international implications also matter. When the U.S. deports individuals with legal protections, other countries notice. It affects diplomatic relationships, refugee policies, and international cooperation on everything from trade to security. These enforcement actions send signals about American reliability as a partner in international agreements.
Looking ahead, the sustainability of these policies depends partly on economic outcomes. If labor shortages develop in critical sectors, if agricultural production suffers, or if family separations create humanitarian crises, political pressure for modifications could build quickly. However, the current trajectory suggests the administration prioritizes enforcement over economic or diplomatic concerns.